Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the morning mess. Why are kids jerks? I just want to ask that question. Why are kids jerks? If you're a parent, or I don't know, maybe you don't even like kids like Carla.
I like kids. I just don't want them in my life.
Well, you might have a point. Kids are just jerks sometimes. So we're going to ask you the question. Last time your kid embarrassed you. The last time your kid embarrassed you. Because Gina, you have two kids.
I do. I got a 4-year-old named Maeve and a 3-year-old named Shepherd.
Now, going into the story, I kind of already know. Uncle Joey kind of knows. This story is about your daughter, isn't it?
Yes.
Maeve. She does not hold her tongue with mama.
No, she doesn't. And she's just at that age where she's really starting to get super, super curious about everything. Everything that she's never seen before. And unfortunately, That's what happened when she embarrassed the heck out of me. So we were traveling and we were flying. So obviously, you know, when you're on an airplane, you're super close to the people around you.
Yeah.
The man sitting directly in front of us was bald. And, like, I mean, Maeve knows of some people who are bald in her life, but normally they just wear hats. So I think this
you calling Joey out right now?
You know.
Hi, everyone.
I think this was the first time she's ever actually seen just, like, a full-on, completely bald head. And she asked me, loud as she possibly could, and, of course, it's when the airplane's quiet for the only 5 minutes of the whole flight, Mommy! Why is all his hair gone? Just like, oh my God. And I was alone with the two kids at this point. Right. So it's me versus my two toddlers.
Right.
And like the whole plane was kind of, they had my back because they knew I was out here just struggling trying to travel with these two children. Luckily for me, the man was super cool about it. He just kind of laughed. He turned around. He had a full conversation with my daughter about baldness and how his hair fell out. She goes, oh, Mom, his hair just fell all out.
Yeah.
Is mine going to fall out, Mom? Is yours going to fall out? I was like, okay, we can stop the conversation now.
Should have been like, that's what happens when you don't do your chores.
And I utilize that moment, right?
Oh, God. I was so embarrassed. I'm just glad the guy was such a good sport. So Thank you, good sir.
Looks like we got Susan up early this morning. Susan, last time your kid embarrassed you?
So we were at the grocery store, and it was the first time my daughter had ever seen, like, a full-on ginger.
Oh.
Like the fruit? Or
the
vegetable?
The vegetable?
It's a root.
The root?
Someone with red hair.
Yes. Like pale skin, lots of freckles.
Oh. So like half my family got it, okay.
And I caught her like staring at this woman. And I tried to kind of, you know, get in her world and be like, oh, isn't she, you know, so pretty, her red hair? And my daughter just loud and blunt said, no, Mommy, she is scary. Why does she look like that?
Oh, no. Now, are you sure that this person heard it? Like, maybe you guys were far enough that there, nobody else?
Oh, God. Oh. Everyone heard it.
Oh. All right.
What did you say to that?
Oh, my God. I was just, like, dying inside, and I just wish I could have, like, crawled under a rock because, like I said, everyone heard it.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got home, we looked up every type of person, every, like, in existence that you could possibly look in terms of combination of hair and skin and freckles and eyes.
You said never again.
Oh. Right.
Okay, well, I didn't do that. I don't know if I should, but yeah, I think yours is a little worse because, like, my daughter didn't say that the man looked scary, but she did ask me where all of his hair went.
Oh, hey, hey.
Which I'm sure he wondered the same thing.
Yeah.
No, he was really cool about it, so God bless that man.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Like, that's Uncle Joey I've been working with for years, maybe.
Oh. He just normally wears a hat.
I just want to make sure, Susan, did you apologize to this woman? Maybe I missed that part, but is that something?
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, I definitely apologized.
Okay.
I was just like, I'm so sorry. You know, that's so inappropriate. She's young. I'm going to go teach her a lesson. Like.
She probably thought you were going to go smack your kid.
Yeah, probably. Right. But we're glad you didn't, and you educated her instead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, a teaching moment, right, Susan?
A teaching moment.
We got to give tickets for Ed Sheeran. Let's see how your daughter does in front of Ed Sheeran concert.
She'll start crying.
Maybe I should do, like, some exposure therapy.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for the call, Susan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking you the question. Last time your kid embarrassed you, Niche, Gina, Carla, Joey Boy, we just sit here. He's contemplating. Oh, no, I'm complimenting. Why do I have so many damn kids? These kids are jerks sometimes. Kids are jerks sometimes, man.
I mean, I only had two, and I'm still in the hot seat. So I don't know if there's a safe number, period, when it comes to kids. Because my little baby Maeve embarrassed me when we were on a flight. She saw this man who was bald and loudly asked, where'd all his hair go, Mom?
Yep.
Everyone heard. Everyone laughed. Luckily, the guy was cool. So, like, you know, we carried on. But
a lot of parents are laughing in their cars right now, stuck in traffic, because they know what it is. Libby, last time your kid embarrassed you.
I've been single for a little bit, and it's more to protect my son rather than myself. And we were watching a show the other day, and I looked at the TV. We were with a friend, and I said, one day I'll have a love like that. And my son looked at me, and he was like, if you ever allow yourself to get love like that, maybe. My son's 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So he said, if you ever allowed yourself to get love like that.
Yeah.
Dude, why do kids know so much at such a young age? Like, he read you.
I'm doing something right, but I'm also like,
oh, girl, right. It's the way I would have turned around and said, well, sir, I was doing it for you.
For real. I'm like, no, you did not just do that. This is my first time my friend came over, and like, she was like, oh, my gosh.
Girl, he's so wise.
You got to look at the other way. He just gave you the green light.
True. Yeah.
He did. He
yes.
did. He did.
Yeah. Hoe is life. Get out there, man.
That's not what her 10-year-old
You have to have a hoe chapter in your life, guys. Have you had that chapter in your life yet?
Oh,
I've passed that chapter in my life, man. Now I'm trying to settle down and just relax.
Hey, listen, the 90s are coming back. So you got to bring everything back. You got to bring back that chapter.
There we go.
The 90s are back in style, right?
That's what I heard.
Right.
Bust a move, break it down. It's all making a comeback.
All right. Well, keep us posted. And high five to your 10-year-old.
Have a great day, guys.
Don't tell us what to do. And reminder, a wise man once said, sometimes you got to risk it.
Oh, no.
To get the biscuit. Oh, is that your 10-year-old son? Jesus.
No, I'm at work. I'm at work.
Oh,
shit. Quiet real quick. That's why she stopped talking.
Bye, girl.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Find yourself a rich man. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
We got Brandon. Last time your kid embarrassed you?
Yeah, I actually don't have kids, but I kind of have a thing for moms.
Okay. Oh, Gina, this is for you.
What? Alrighty. So what did their children do to you?
Yeah, so I'm kind of used to being around kids, but this one kid, his name was Tony, and he was brutal. The first time I saw his mom, we were both at Potbelly's just doing lunch separately. We were there separately, but I wanted to go over and say hello.
Oh, you're one of those guys. That's bold of you.
Well, I thought I was doing pretty good until her 7-year-old son, like, looks me up and down and says, no, thank you.
Wait, like when you just went over to say hi? Or did you ask him a question? Or
I was talking to the mom, and then I look at the kid and say, hey, buddy. And he says, why are you talking to him, mommy? He isn't funny, and he isn't cute, and his shoes are dirty.
Wait, were your shoes dirty?
Oh, yeah, he was right.
Okay, well.
Did that end up, like, holding you back from, I don't know, with things working out with this woman? Or did she listen to her son and say, bye?
Yeah, things didn't go much further.
Okay.
Yeah.
He C-blocked you. Okay. Got you. Well, hey, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Oh, not the hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Keep your shoes clean, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Happy Monday morning from your morning mess. Anish, Gina, Carly, your guy, Joey Boy, hanging out, asking you the question. Last time your child embarrassed you, our very own Gina's child, maybe, who she's four now, right?
She is 4 years old.
Yelling out in the plane, why the man in front of you sitting, minding his own business, is bald.
Where'd all his hair go, Mom?
Did all the passengers laugh along with baby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were all laughing, except me. I was dying inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Those poor bald man getting made fun of, man.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to do to a four-year-old? You can't say nothing. Like,
no. Yeah.
All right, so last time a child embarrassed you, we got, what was it? Lorelli? Last time your child embarrassed you, Lorelli?
Oh, my God. So I had just found out I was pregnant, and I'm always really honest with my kids.
Uh-huh.
Like how, like, you know, body parts and stuff. So we're at the grocery store, and my kid out of nowhere goes, Mommy, really loud, how did Daddy put the baby in your
Oh my God.
Everyone's staring at me, and then I had just had another baby. And they're like, how did he come out of your
Oh, no.
So at that moment, how do you explain that in front of in public?
I was like, we can talk about this at home, guys, like right now, it's not the right time. Like,
oh, you handled that like a pro.
Let's go home.
That is so funny, because I probably would have been like, yeah, tell us now. Just to egg them off.
I was so embarrassed. And then, like, the grocery store was, like, packed. Everyone just stopped and looked at me. I was like, no.
How many kids do you have?
This is my fourth one. The older ones are 9 and 6. So the 6-year-old was the one that was like, yeah, Mommy, where? How?
Instigating.
Well, we're all waiting for the explanation. How did he?
He forgot about it once we got home, and I wasn't going to push it. I was like...
I was talking about your child's question, but okay, we'll go with that. Well, those kids can just be jerks sometimes. We got to love them, and we do, but damn, kids are jerks sometimes.
The second one, oh my gosh, he has embarrassed me so many times.
Yeah,
he has no filter.
It'd be that middle child, right?
Yeah, I know I'm going to have another middle child. I'm nervous.
Yeah, right? You got this. You hang in there.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.